Jerry N. will stand out from the crowd with some new threads. Congratulations, Jerry, winner of $1,000 in gift cards from Ontario Clothing Company. If you have the travel bug, watch for a brand new contest later this month. We will have an exciting trip giveaway from Flair Airlines. Happening this week for Barry Today Plus members, always be in the know. Get your Plus member updates right to your mobile phone. Plus members can get free daily texts with an insider view on Barry News and Plus membership updates. This is your chance to text us questions or give us feedback and comments. Sign up today and join the two-way conversation. We know everyone has a point of view and we want to know yours. If you've ever dreamed of being a writer, whether it's a story, an opinion piece, or a letter to the editor, we want to hear from you. If being published is on your bucket list, this is your chance to do just that for millions to read across the Village Media Network. Check your Plus member dashboard to read past selections. This week, Barry Today reporter Sean Gibson tries to answer some age-old questions, such as whether pineapple belongs on pizza, is wearing socks to bed appropriate, and calling out people who lather their Kraft dinner with ketchup. These are things that keep him up at night, kind of like sticking to his guns that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. Ho ho ho. Also, columnist Wendy King says all she wants is good customer service. In this week's Everything King, Wendy says she is all about buying local and has bought into that mantra, but also wants service to be kept local, too, not to mention high quality. Member only offers from our Plus partners. Members may be required to present their virtual ID card and or a unique promo code at checkout. 10% off God's Country clothing apparel, 10% off Brand Dead apparel, and if you missed it, here's what happened last week. Thank you to those who attended our free virtual sit-down with Garth Lund, the chief commercial officer of Flair Airlines. Last week, Barry Today reporter Marg Bruinman looks back the lengthy murder trial, and subsequent appeal that overturned the conviction, involving Bill Vanderhaeden, who recently died after contracting COVID-19. Marg speaks to Vanderhaeden's ex-wife and also looks back on some of her own memories from covering the bizarre trial, which at the time became the longest criminal trial in Canadian history. Also, Barry Today community editor Raymond Bowie wrote about a brazen theft that happened just outside the city limits and how what may seem like petty crimes can quickly turn tragic. Such was the case in August 2007 when Midhurst resident Rob Plunkett, a 43-year-old detective constable with York Regional Police, was killed while trying to arrest a suspect involved in a string of airbag thefts in Markham. Raymond was assigned to cover the somber news conference that day down in York Region as a crime reporter. Plunkett, who was heavily involved in Special Olympics, left behind a wife and three children. Become a Barry Today Plus member today.